You're listening to the George Blaster Show on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
2:27 it is, and thanks for being with us on this Monday afternoon. Pretty neat way to start the MLS season. Nashville and Cincinnati, they are about as evenly matched of two teams as you can find. They end up in a 2-2 draw Saturday night, and that is the fifth consecutive game between the two teams that has ended in a tie. With that in mind, we say hello to Nashville SC CEO Ian Ayer, who joins us by phone. Ian, there does not appear to be a hair's difference between these two clubs.
Yeah, you're probably right, George. I guess we'll see over the season. But you're right, every time we've faced each other, it's pretty much ended in a draw, and certainly in regular time. But yeah, it was an exciting game, that's for sure.
So when it's all over, were you glass half full or glass half empty at a draw?
I was glass half full. I think, and if you take the opening 12 minutes out of that game where we just really struggled to get going, I think, you know, first game of the season and, you know, a few issues we had in pre-season, so not really enough time to get our players in real meaningful games. You know, they're at best at sort of exhibition stroke practice matches in pre-season, and you can't really create or replicate the intensity of a real league fixture. And so we struggled in that opening 10 minutes, but thereafter, I thought we were hugely positive. We had the most shots on goal and shots in the game that we've had since we joined MLS. So I think there were lots of positives. We looked much stronger offensively than we had last year. And, you know, still some kinks to iron out, but very positive coming out of the game. Obviously disappointed because I think we did enough to win that game. But you know, positive that it makes us look like we have something to work with through the season to go do what our objectives sort of set us out for.
Ian, I want to throw a hockey analogy out there and see what you think. A couple of weeks ago, I go to the Preds-Tampa Bay game, and they loaded up the kitchen sink on a great goaltender, Vasilevsky, from Tampa, who withstood all of it. I roll out of there having watched Tampa win 3-0, and I'm saying to myself, I'm not going to get down about this. The Preds played great. They emptied all the barrels. They had a ton of shots on goal. There's nothing more than that you can ask for. Is it the same in soccer?
Yeah, very much so. I think if you look at the 90 minutes of that game, I think there were a couple of things to be very sort of pleased about. One is, as I said, we were very strong offensively. You know, we give away 2 goals in that first period, and you know, for any team to come back from 2 goals down to get any result is an achievement. And you know that when you create that many chances, if we can do that or anything like that, you know, half as many chances of that on a regular basis, I'm absolutely of the belief that, you know, they'll start flying in. And I think Gary Smith, our coach, said in his post-match interview, you know, in most games, you score 2 goals, you should expect to win. And, you know, I think, as I say, we let ourselves down in that opening period. But I feel, you know, very confident that we've made some good trades in the summer, and we've added particularly to our offensive line. And I think there were some great performances in that regard. And, you know, young Hanwala Bawana, who came to us late last season, he came in the final sort of period, and I thought really kind of showed some electric pace and excitement. And, you know, I think being in the locker room after the game, I certainly felt that everybody would love to have gone out, you know, and played the next game immediately, because, you know, there were a lot of disappointment in the locker room, which is what you want to see when you don't take all 3 points. But at the same time, you know, a real desire to get back at it. So when we do get back out there on Saturday against Montreal, I think we'll hope to see more of the same.
Ian, give me some thoughts here. Not only was the shots on goal the most in club history, it shattered the record from a year ago, which was 21. Was that a big point of emphasis going into the season that you all needed to get more traffic and more opportunities?
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, we've said all along, particularly last year, that when you're an expansion team, there are a number of strategies that you can deploy. Ours was very much that we wanted to, you know, not try to solve or build, you know, complete the puzzle all in one go, because that's almost impossible to achieve. And so we set out last season to start by being, you know, strong defensively and difficult to beat. I think we showed a good job of that. And it's hard to set that stall out and also be super creative, you know, from the get-go. And we did a good job. We won plenty of games, but we also drew a lot of games and lost some. But I think we had a very defined strategy around that. And then as we went through the season, we added more to that group. You know, we took time to see what we already had in that first period where we built the roster. And then we added, you know, two or three players as we went through the season. And then in our second year, it was, and the same is true, actually, if you look back at our period in the USL, we did almost the same thing in our first year, very defensively minded and I say difficult to break down. And then in the second year, added some firepower in Daniel Rios and others and did much better in that regard. And the same is the case here. We want to build something that's here for the long term, that has long-term success, that is sustainable and regularly challenging for playoffs and beyond. And you're only going to do that by chipping away at it. And I think I certainly felt very encouraged, as did our owner, John Ingram, who I was sat with at the game, that we're making progress. And it's one game, you know, so we don't need to get ahead of ourselves. But I think, as I say, if we could replicate anywhere near that level of offense and improve our defense in the game, then I think it bodes well for the rest of this season.
Ian, last thing on my end before I turn it over to Watson. Obviously, you're dealing with COVID restrictions, health department restrictions, but it sure looked like the people who were there were really into it.
Yeah, you know, I'm the CEO of National Soccer Club, but I'm a huge soccer fan myself. I've been watching soccer since I was about 8 years old, and I honestly, you know, the most exciting thing for me on Saturday was prior to the game, I went down onto the concourse at the north end of the stadium to do a media interview. And whilst we were doing that, it was just fantastic to see so many fans with smiles, you know, and excitement on their faces coming in back to watching live sports. And, you know, the more that the city's been great, the Titans have been great, Metro Health's been great in helping us get to that. I think we had one of the largest crowds in MLS this weekend, and you know, and I hope and pray that just continues to move forward, because it's what the game's all about. You know, the excitement and the roar you heard when Randall Leal scooped that goal over the goalkeeper from outside the penalty box was it just felt like being back at a real soccer game with real fans in attendance, and long may that continue.
Amen. Nashville SC CEO Ian Ayre is on the line with us. Watson, what do you got for him?
Ian, the first question is kind of it throws back to hockey that I'm trying to learn, and I'm trying to learn soccer too. When I watch soccer, somebody scores, maybe they're up two, and I see it go real defensive by the team that's up, and they don't seem to take the same number of shots or anything. They're really more on the defensive end. And then we get down to the other night, which means Cincinnati would have turned. I mean, we're down two immediately, and Cincinnati would have gone on the defensive end, and yet we're throwing goals at them from everywhere, or throwing shots on goals at them from everywhere throughout the rest of the night, and yet we don't give up any goals. Is that a good thing, or am I talking stuff that don't mean anything? Just help me through this a little bit.
Yeah, look, I think each team has their own strategy and, you know, and does things a certain way. I think, you know, when you're the visiting team, often, you know, often it's always, you know, in any sport, I think it's difficult to win on the road. So I think the difference for them is that, you know, at 2-1 and then a 2-2, for them, they probably start to, you know, I can't speak for them, but my sense would be that they start to look at that game and think, you know, taking a point away on the road in the opening game from Nashville, who, you know, let's face it, we did well last season, so we're a good team to beat, I think, or to take points off. I think they probably had less desire to go win that than we did, you know, being at home for our first game. So I think we were always going to keep pushing and keep pushing to win the game. Not to say they didn't want to win it, but I think, you know, their coach probably on balance in the later period of that game after we'd equalized and taken it to 2-2 was probably thinking, you know, if I can get out of here with a point, that's a good start. So we'll always look to be very offensive, particularly at home. And, you know, I think, as I said before, I think we probably were more disappointed at the end of that just because we put so much into it and didn't come away with all 3 points. But then on their side of things, I think they have to look at that game and think, how did we throw away a 2-goal lead, you know, in the first 10 minutes? So, yeah, I mean, teams, as I say, teams approach it in a different, sometimes different way. It's a long old season and every point counts. And, you know, as long as you get something out of the game, I think that would have been the biggest disappointment for us. If we'd have not got that second goal and come away with nothing out of that game, I think we would have been, you know, way down in the dumps today. Whereas, although nobody's happy with the draw, I think we felt we very much deserved some points from the game.
Ian, from watching us in one game, and I know we fans way overreact in one game, but you watching, knowing what you're doing and what you're looking for, where are we different than last year? And the second piece of that is, in our rivals, the people we got to beat, who impressed you this weekend over what you saw out of them last year and what you were able to see this weekend?
Yeah, it was my birthday this weekend, so I didn't.
Oh, happy birthday!
I didn't get to watch a lot of soccer other than our game, but I think that, you know, it's one game, as you said, and nobody's getting carried away. I think, you know, you need to be, you know, half a dozen or so games into the season before you could start to really assess, you know, where you are and importantly where everyone else is. I think, you know, last year was an odd year for many reasons around the world for sports. And I think part of this opening period is trying to establish who else is going to be good this season. You know, some teams will improve. Some teams will stay sort of consistently as they were, and others will fall behind. And I think it's hard to tell that in the opening weekend. I watched the LA Galaxy versus Miami game, and I thought that was a good game. I thought both teams did well. And I thought Galaxy, you know, they've had some problems last year, and I thought they looked strong. And Javier Hernandez played really well for them in the game, and he's had a lot of criticism last year. So, but again, you know, it's one game, and, you know, players go up and down. So I think too early to tell. I think from our perspective, as I said, that the positives I certainly would take out of the game were that, you know, the thing that we wanted to improve on was our offensive game. And I think we showed real strong signs of that. But just like everyone else, you know, the important thing is to be able to deliver that week in, week out. And we certainly have the resource to do that now. It's just about doing it consistently and getting, you know, more of those 32 shots in the back of the net than we did on Saturday. But I think, you know, we all felt encouraged coming away from it that there's work to do, but we certainly didn't look, you know, that we'd gone backwards in any way in that game, other than that opening period.
George, I got time just for one quick one.
Got a minute.
Okay. I had a guy texting me throughout the game that was there and showing the stands, the different things, and there seemed to be a lot of excitement, as George said earlier. How many could you let in, and how many were there? Did you sell the tickets that you could sell as far as number that could get in?
We didn't sell everything that was available, but what was left was stuff in the very upper sections of the upper deck, which, you know, which is always a challenge. We were allowed to have 40%, but that's not just 40% of the capacity, because 40% then inclusive of social distancing and other things around the rules. So it's kind of a fluid number, really. But we, as I say, I think we had, if not the largest, one of the largest attendances in the whole league at the weekend. And that'll just keep improving. You know, the mayor's office have been very open about the fact that as vaccines continue to go out and people uptaking that, then the numbers will increase. And so for us, it's about getting to a point where we can get as many people into the lower bowl in the club as we can and get people closer together, because that's what sports is about, right? It's the interaction with your fellow fans. But we were really encouraged by the size of the crowd. We were really encouraged by how excited everyone was and the atmosphere. And so we'll just keep plugging away at that and keep our fans informed and do the best we can to create as good an experience as possible.
Ian, you were nice to come on here. Thanks for taking the time. Good luck Saturday against Montreal.
Thanks, George. Always happy. Thanks for your time and having us on. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Ian Ayer.